Today's Shir Mishnah Berurah Yomi is Daf Kuf Yud Beis Omud Aleph, and we are in the middle of Sif Aleph. Yesterday we began Siman Ayin Tes, which deals with some of the additional laws of excrement in relation to davening or saying Kriyashma or learning Torah as well. And we started off yesterday with the Mechaber, who said if you have Tzoa that is behind you, a person has to distance himself at least 4 amos from the Tzoa. Again, an ama is about 1.5 feet to 2 feet, so somewhere between 6 and 8 feet, he has to distance himself from where the odor is no longer detectable. This is true even if he doesn't have a sense of smell. We also discussed yesterday whether you can use perfume or some other nice-smelling aroma to mask the odor. Today we begin with the Mechaber. Umilufanov, if the excrement is in front of the person, tzorich laharchik melo einov. A person has to distance himself from the tzoa, the full length of the vision in front of him, even if he can no longer smell the excrement. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Gimel explains, look in the Prima Gadim. We learned this yesterday in the introduction to the Prima Gadim that the Bir Halacha had. According to the Rashba, Davka Dibur Osu Besok Kmlo Einov. According to the Rashba, who holds that is an Issa Deraisa because of Lo Yira B'cha'er Vazdover includes Tzoa, includes excrement, so this is an Issa Deraisa, but only to talk Divrei Torah, but not to think Divrei Torah. Davka Dibur Osu Besok Kmlo Einov, only talking is forbidden within the sight of your eyes if the tzoa is in front of you. However, lahara b'divrei Torah is mutter. To think divrei Torah is permissible as long as you are mechutz l'dalet amos v'mokum shekol arech, as long as you're more than 4 amos away from where the smell ends. However, according to the Rosh, yesh l'ayin b'zeh, there is a machlokes. We said yesterday in the Rosh, the Prima Gadim brought down, is this a din d'oraisa, the Rabbanan? The Efshar d'osim in HaTorah, the Mishnah Berurah says, omi the Rabbanan. It's not clear what the Rosh's opinion would be in this situation, and ayin sham, go look in the Prima Gadim in the introduction that we discussed yesterday. Back to the Mechaber, who now says, and this is true that you have to distance yourself from the Tzoa in front of you as long as your vision can see it. Afilu belayla, Oshu Suma, the Ramah says. The Mechaber says, even if it's at nighttime when you can't see, obviously, or the Ramah added that if you're a blind person and you can't see, She'eno ro elsa, and you can't see the Tzoa, nevertheless, Tzorech laharchik ad mokum she'eno yochel liros b'yom. A person would have to distance himself from the Tzoa. Were it to be daytime, he would still be able to see it, or if he had vision, he would be able to see it, so then you have to distance yourself even at nighttime, or even if you're blind, that far from the Tzoa in order to be able to read Shema. The Bir Halacha explains that the Suma would have to go and estimate how much a person with normal sight, average normal sight, would be able to see, and likewise at nighttime, a person would have to estimate how far a normal person would be able to see during the daytime. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Dalet writes, this is true even at nighttime, afilu belayla, therefore, alkein, also lemor afilu belayla, therefore it is forbidden for a person to say during the nighttime, kriyashma, oshar kol dover shebekdusha, lifnei habatim. A person can't say kriyashma or any other type of learning or dover shebekdusha in front of a house at nighttime, because kiderech liosham tzo, because in those days, their hygiene wasn't the same as ours, and there would be tzoa all around the house. The koshkin, b'chotzer, and certainly in the courtyard of the person's house, where it was very customary to have tzoa. Again, Baruch Hashem, with our modern plumbing and with our better hygiene, this would be less of a concern. The Mechaber then continues and he writes, V'hu mitzido, if the tzoa, if the excrement, hu mitzido, is to the side of the person. Until now we've been talking about where it's behind the person, that was the end of yesterday's shiur, and today we said that, and as well, we now talked about if it's in front of the person. What happens if it's to the side of the person? So the Mechaber writes, in hu mitzido, if it's to the side, dino kimili achrov, the halach is like if it's behind him. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Hey writes, dino kimili achrov, the halacha, if the tzoa is to your side, it's halachically as if it's behind you. When we call makom, however, the Mishnah Berurah says, l'chatchilo yizor leilach kidei shi'atzom le'achrab. If possible, you should move away from the tzoa so it's no longer really to the side of you, but it's literally behind you. And then it would be sufficient to distance yourself from the tzoa, or actually from where the smell of the tzoa goes away, a distance of 4 amos. If this is impossible except with going to extenuating circumstances with a lot of work, so then then we can rely upon this Mechaber who says that on the side it's halachically like if it's behind you, and it would be adequate if it's difficult to do it otherwise to go and distance yourself 4 amos from where the smell and the excrement are no longer present. This is if it's literally to the side of you. If it's to the side of you, but in front of you as well, for example, he says, Kegon, Rin Shtokin. These Rin Shtokin, I think, are like sewer lines that are on the side of the road. Sruchim, that are foul smelling. Hanim Shochim, the Orech Arochav, that go along the length of the road. uchai gavno, or anything similar to this. So the cause of a Magen Avraham, the Magen Avraham rides the dino kilofonim. That has the halachic status if it's directly in front of you. The El Yerabah kosa of the dino kimin hatstadim v'saki b'dal ramos. However, the El Yerabah disagrees and says even in this situation it is halachically considered like it's on the side and therefore be adequate with only a separation of 4 amos from the end of the smell or from the excrement itself. The kosa of a chayodim the mashiro below hatoyas roshul itstadim. Chayodim writes that which you can see without having to turn your head at all on the sides. That lekuliyam dino kilofonim, that certainly has the status of halachically being considered in front of you. So when a person looks straight ahead, anything within his peripheral vision that's still easily seen, that's considered halachically in front of him, even though it's technically to the side of the person. Od kosav, he further writes, the tzarech lizar ma'od bishas kiddush levana berchovos. A person should be very careful when he goes outside to do kiddush levana, because there, in those days, certainly there was certainly excrement around where the person's saying Kiddush Levana, around the shul or around the house where he was davening. Why? Because they would have their sewer lines or some sort of a furrow of excrement that was on the side of the road, and therefore, even at a distance of 4 amos, it's considered halachically in front of you, the and you can't read within vision of such excrement. And certainly you have to separate yourself from at least the distance of 4 amos from where the smell stops. In that situation, it's actually better not to do Kiddush Levana at all than to do it improperly. If one is careful with this halacha, if one is careful not to say the Shem of Hashem or Dvarim Shem Kedusha in a place that's not clean, about such a person, all of HaKos of Omer, Ubadover Azeh, Tarichu Yomim, with this fulfillment of this concept of keeping yourself holy, so a person will have a long life. Dirshu footnote number 14 brings down, as a result of being careful about Kiddush Levana, Shemisha Eino Yochel Kaddish Es HaLevana B'chutz, Machma Shamokum Eino Noki, Yikaddish Beveso Derech Halon. He brings down later on from Shulchan Aruch and Simon Tov Chavav that if a person is incapable of saying Kiddush Levana outside because it's dirty, so then he's allowed to say it inside. We do try to say Kiddush Levana outside, but technically you can say Kiddush Levana inside looking at the Levana through a window, and this would be certainly optimal or preferred in a situation where there's excrement outside. Dishutov footnote number 15 writes, if a person isn't careful with this halacha, he brings down from the Vilna Gaon in the Imre Noam, and he writes, ki dvar Hashem bizo, such a person is considered as being over on the pasuk, that the word of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he is disparaging. And unfortunately, it says right afterwards, hikores, tikores, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rachman Atzlan, cut you off. The Ramon now adds, Hagah, Shuliach Tzibar Mispalul, if the Chazan is davening, and we'll keep in mind that the Chazan is davening on behalf of the entire Tzibar, they're being Yotzi with him, Vitzoa Beves HaKnesses, and Vitzoa anywhere, excrement anywhere in the shul, O Bebayish Mispalul Shomor, the house that they're davening in, if it's not a shul, Afilu Huli Achrov Bechol Abayis, even if the Tzoa is behind him in the house someplace, Tzorich Lishtok, the person is not allowed to continue being the Chazan, Ad Sheotzien, until you remove the Tzoa from the house. Why? Since he is the chazan, is fulfilling the obligation for all the people that are listening to him. He's being motzi them through their for their obligation. And since the tzoa is behind him, and that's where the people are, it's impossible that not one of the people in the shul is within dalet amos of the tzoa. And since he's being motzi them, it's as if he's within dalet amos of the tzoa, and therefore you're not allowed to continue as the chazan until they remove the tzoa from the room. The Ramah says, look further in Simon Tzadi at the end, and also in Simon Pei Zayin, in regard to the din of Tzoa in a house. The Mishnah Berurah of Tzivkot and Vav writes, Ad Sheo Tzien, until you remove the Tzoa from the house, if as a result of this, while they're taking the Tzoa out, the Shliach Tzibah is waiting patiently, but he could have finished the entire Shmon Esrei or the entire Tefillah that he was saying, Shema or whatever, and the Tzoa actually wasn't within his Dalet Amos, then lo yachzor l'rosh, he doesn't have to go back to the beginning. And this is based upon what we've learned previously, that only under an ones situation do we say that if you waited for the entire amount of time that it would take you to finish the whole thing, that you have to go back. Here, since he technically didn't have to wait because he wasn't within Dalet Amos, it's only for this additional bummer, so to say, that he has to wait, so therefore he doesn't have to go from the beginning, but he can go from the point where he left off. Sivkot and Zayin, the Mishnah Berurah writes, Yidecho Vosson, he's fulfilling the obligation for these people. Rotsu Lomar, the Mishnah Berurah says this means to say, Dovekil Mispalo Kolecho Natu Liatzmo. It's as if by him saying it for the Tzibur, that each one of the people in the Tzibur is saying it himself. The But nowadays, that everybody's saying it for themselves, nobody's really being Yotzi with Tzibur. Nevertheless, even nowadays, since we have the obligation to answer Amen, and if we're within the Tzoa, so then it's not proper that the Chazan should continue. For us, Leos, Tzoa Lefonav, you never answer Amen with Tzoa in front of you, so therefore the Chazan should stop. The issue footnote number 17 points out that if it was in a place where there is a high likelihood that there would be Tzoa, and they daven, and then they found the Tzoa there afterwards, so he brings down from the Shelus to Tshuva, Sesoris Tshuva, Yachzor HaShlich Tzibah Miyad. The Shlich Tzibah has to repeat again the Shemona Esrei V'Yispal Shuv B'Kol Ram V'Tzibah Yispal Uimo, and the Tzibah should daven with him. The Mishnah Berurah continues and he says, V'ma Shliach Tzibah Osek Ato B'Psukei D'Zimra. Let's say the Shlich Tzibah is up to Psukei D'Zimra. There, the Eino Motzi Yidei Chovo, he's not fulfilling the obligation for anybody else, the Ein Shom Ani Esomein, and there is no answering of Amin in the Psukei D'Zimra. So then, Mutu Lo Leimor Kedaku, then he can continue going because he's not within the Dalet Amos of the Tzoa or of the smell, as long as Imul Chutz L'Dalet Amos of Imokum Shekol Arech, as long as I just said, he's within a distance, further than a distance of four Amos from where the smell has dissipated. The Imhu Besoch Dalet Amos of Tzorch Lishtok, but if he's within four Amos of where the smell was, or certainly where the excrement was, then he has to be silent, and he can't say the rest of the Psukah de Zimra until they take it out. Even if he could have finished off the entire Psukah de Zimra, he also here doesn't have to go back except to the place where he left off. The same thing would apply by the brachos of Kriyashma. However, but for the Shema and the Shemona Esrei, then we've already learned if somebody did pause and he could have said the entire thing, which is defined as Mirosh HaTfilo Ad Sofer, from the beginning to the end, and the Tzoh was within four Amos of where he was saying it, he does have to go back to the beginning, and we estimate how long it takes the person to say it by that person, according to that Chazan, not by some objective or other person's standard, but by how fast that Chazan davens. Sivkot and Ches, the Mishnah Berurah writes, V. Efshar, it was impossible that not one of the Tzibur would be within Dalet Amos of the excrement, and therefore the Chazan should stop, because one of them certainly is within Dalet Amos. But if you actually look and you see that nobody is within four amos of the tzibur of the tzoa, then mutilaspal, then the chazan is technically allowed to continue. Even though the tzoa might actually be intervening, if you looked at it as a straight line between some of the people in the back of the shul and where the chazan is, that the tzoa is sort of an interposition between the people that are listening to the chazan and the chazan, albeit it's not within Dalet Amos of any of them. So in this situation, yicholin lahachzir pneim, they can turn away from the tzoa, kedei shelo yei lifneim, it wouldn't be directly in front of them, and as long as they turn away, then it would be acceptable. If they don't turn away, the osa kolo enav, it wouldn't be allowed for them to daven when they can see the tzoa in front of them. But if they turn away, and they're not within Dalet Amos of the smell of the tzoa, and neither is the chazan, then the chazan can continue and can daven. Miu, however, the Mishnah Berurah says, in Simon Nun Hei, in Siv Chof, we learned already, Kotsav, Yeshom Delo Yana Amen Kishiyei Tzoa Matzefes Beneim. He does bring down another opinion over there, that if there's an intervening item between you and the chazan, for example, tzoa, or as we learned over there, and is brought down in Dirshu, footnote number 19, if there is an avodah zarah intervening between you and the tzibur, the chazan and the tzibur, then you are not allowed to answer amen. Sivkot and Tes, the Mishnah Berurah writes, arba amos, you have to separate yourself a distance of four amos from the excrement. Rotsu Lomar, this means to say, not from the excrement itself, but mimokum shekol areach, from the point where the smell of the tzoa dissipates, and you have to be four amos beyond that. What about Vimtino Kishtin Mayim Bevesa Knesses? The Mishnah Berurah says, what happens if there's a young child that unfortunately urinated in the shul? Gam King Yishtok HaShliach Tzibur. The Shliach Tzibur should likewise wait. Vyamtim Achiyitlu Behem Mayim, until they put a revius of water onto the urine. Or Yachasua, they covered it up. We learned this a few days ago. Or Yachiku Kol HaKol Mehen. Or until everybody moves away from the urine, at least Dalet Amos. Mishnah Berurah tells us to also see what we've discussed previously in the Bir Halacha. If the urine was more than 4 amos away from the shliach tzibur, you can rely upon the lenient opinion that you don't even have to inform the shliach tzibur because he's not within dalet amos of the urine. Nevertheless, but the tzibur, they should try to distance themselves at least 4 amos from the urine, or to cover it up, or to pour water into it, because the lav hachi lo yuchlu lanos amein. Because if there anybody in the tzibur is within dalet amos of the urine, they wouldn't be allowed to answer amein midi rabbanan. We'll begin sif beis. The mechaber writes hoitzo b'makom gavoa asara tvachim o namuch asara. If the tzoa is found in a place that is in a separate reshus, i.e. it's more than 10 tefachim above where you are, or it's lower than 10 tefachim where you are, i.e. it's in a separate reshus, Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat Nud adds, v'hu adin lehefach, the same would be true if it was opposite. Im hu haya omed ala makom hagavoa, if he is in a place that is 10 tefachim above where the tzoa is, v'atzo munach lamata ba'aretz, v'ayin lekam in simen pezayin, we'll look and see in Simon Pezayin in the Mishnah Berurah over there, in Mayashochev al mito gavo asara, if a person is lying on a bed that is more than 10 tefachim above the ground, and underneath him is a garaf shori, it's some sort of a chamber pot, and other inyanim that are shayach to that sif, we'll learn over there. Sif Kot Nud Aleph, the Mishnah Berurah says, if the tzoa is in a makom gavoa, how big does this place have to be? In addition to being more than 10 tefachim above where you are, it also has to be rochav dalel al dalel tefachim. It has to have a certain length and width to it as well to be considered a separate entity, a separate area. The havi makom choshev, which is a 4x4 tefachim area, and in order for that to be considered significant, that's the minimal amount of that size. However, ubi divyaved, if lo haya rochav dalel al dalel, if after the fact the tzoa was there in an area that wasn't 4x4, you're not obligated to go back and repeat the davening if the tzoa was there and you didn't realize it, but you should repeat the davening through a nedava, a voluntary tefillah, because there are achronim that say that you are obligated to repeat the davening. So in this situation, the best eitz, he says, is to do what's called the tefillas nedava. We don't really do this too often today, except under extenuating circumstances. This would be such an example where you're in a quandary. If you don't say it, you may have been obligated to say it, and you haven't said it over again. Where if you do say it, you didn't have to, so we say, therefore, do it as a tefillas nedava. In any event, the Mechaber said if the tzoa is either in a different reshus above you by 10 tefachim or below you by 10 tefachim, or the Mechaber continues, O shahoysa bivayis echod v'hu bivayis acher, or the tzoa is in one house and you're in another house, afilu ha-pesach pasuach, even if the door between these two rooms or houses is open, v'yoshev b'tzida, and you're sitting on one side over there, v'rosa, and you can see the excrement, im ein lo reyach yochel likros, if there is no smell over there, since the tzoa is in a separate reshus, and you can't smell it, so then you would be allowed to read the Shema. The kivin shub reshus acheres, it's considered a separate reshus, karina b'shaper, this halachically fulfills the requirement, v'ya machanecha kadosh, your house, your campment has to be holy, and this is, according to the Rosh, a fulfillment of that obligation. However, according to the Rashba, avola ha-Rashba, dafkuk sheno roos, so this would only be true if you can't see it, and in Yitz Hashem, we will go through all of these Mishnah Berurahs and re-explain this machlokus between the Rosh and the Rashba in tomorrow's shir. That concludes today's shir.